Welcome to Festivus 10 Revisited Blindfold Eaters. Today's a bit of a lesson in why is chess so hard. Because last time we had a think about the principle of grabbing pawns in the opening and why that's not a good idea. And today, Black's going to do that on move 3. Black's going to play knight takes e4, which is pretty much the equivalent of knight takes e5, which is what I said yesterday was such a bad move. And today, Black plays knight takes e4 and then gets mashed. But not because of knight takes e4, which is in fact, in this position, the most common move. And in fact, White plays bishop takes f7 check, which is not the best move. Actually, the best move has long been thought to be, and has now been confirmed to be by computers, queen h5, which we're not supposed to do, are we? We're not supposed to bring out our queens early in the game, except here it's correct. So, Black plays a move that could be bad, but isn't. And White responds by not playing a move that could be bad, but isn't. And then Black gets really badly beaten up, even though, in fact, Black is doing quite well. And the reason why Black loses the game is because he develops a piece by playing knight to c6. So bringing a knight into the center, as we're supposed to do, as quickly as we can. But here, it's the move that causes a loss. None of which is to say that principles aren't worth knowing. It's just that we have to apply them to the specific context of the board that we have in front of us at this moment. So in this moment, in this game, I would say 3 knight takes e4 from Black is not a bad move, but it is a risky one because you're moving a piece twice in the opening. You're opening a line for White. So whilst there may be defenses for Black to find, we are taking risks if we play this way as Black, especially if we don't really know what we're doing. And there are alternatives. You can develop pieces. We can develop pieces in this position. So knight to c6 on move 3, or bishop to c5 on move 3, instead of taking the central pawn, are both very valid and very good moves, and very simple to play if you're playing from the point of view of principles. And safe moves to play if you're playing from the point of view of principles. Whereas if you play knight takes e4, you really have to know what you're doing, otherwise you could end up bashed, as Black did here. And okay, you learn this line, and you might say, well, we're safe now, because we've learned the line. But if you're going to learn it that way for this move order, for this variation, then you're going to have to do the same thing for the next variation, and the next variation, and another opening, and another opening, and another opening, and for every opening you play as White, as well as for every opening you play as Black. And if we do that, then we don't have time to actually learn to play middle games and learn our tactical themes and do our skills training and learn positional ideas and play through master games and play our own games and analyze those games. Because all of that time is going on learning specific opening lines rather than just saying, well, general principles, develop a piece, get castled as soon as I can, 3 bishop c5, bash, we're done. And it's a good move anyway. And it's what long time ago John Spielman played when he had a candidates match against Nigel Short back in 1991. When Spielman was surprised by Short ending up in this position after three moves, and he played three bishop c5 in two games, drew them both. Spielman would have known knight takes c4 was the main move. He just didn't want to get into it. He played a sensible developing move and then went about his day. All right, all of that said, let me hand over to last year's me to take us through the game. Welcome back, Blindfold Easters. Today's game is Imbusch against Göring, played in Munich, 1899.
The surprise offer of a knight leaves Black completely bewildered. He must not touch the knight, and yet he cannot leave it there.
Whether that's the same Göring of Göring's Gambit fame, I don't know, but whoever it is playing Black is going to get slapped in seven moves. So, here we go. 1, e4. e5. To bishop c4. Knight f6. Three, knight c3. Knight takes e4. Four, bishop takes f7, check. King takes f7. Five, knight takes e4. Knight c6. Six, queen f3, check. King g8. Seven, knight g5.
Black resigns.
So why does Black resign? That's it for another day, Blindfold Easters. Until tomorrow, happy chessing.